If you're just tuning in, this promises to be the most boring, mundane second date update in show history.
Yay!
We...
Oh my god, I just fell asleep.
I thought you were having a stroke or something.
No.
No, that was bad. Not my opinion. That's actually how one of our listeners, Justin, purposely planned his date because he has a strategy for finding the right woman and says he plans tame, unimaginative dates to see if they're actually compatible and can still have fun, even without an exciting activity to bond them.
Yeah.
And so recently took a woman named Casey on a long, boring walk. They bought some uninteresting groceries together, picked up her dull, stupid laundry, and ended with a humdrum, half-hearted hug.
Yeah.
And now she's not calling him back after that.
It was so shocking. Yeah.
Justin, do you have any guesses as to why maybe you think she's been avoiding you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's nervous or something, but it was a good date. I mean, she's really down to earth. And
I guess here's the thing, Justin. If you liked her at the end of the date or even in a text message later, did you say, hey, let's do something a little bit more fun next time? You know, did you sell yourself a little bit? Like, I can be exciting too.
I mean, I didn't use those words, but I basically said, let's do this again sometime. Not this again, but let's spend some time together, I guess.
Let's go to a different grocery store, maybe a farmer's market even.
Do this again sometime is not going to be the answer. Like, that's not the invitation I'm guessing that she wanted, but we'll see.
Well, that's why I contacted you guys. I thought maybe you guys could help me out.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to give it our best shot. Let's call Casey's number and we'll see what she has to say. You ready?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to dial it right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Casey.
Yeah, who is looking for Casey?
I am looking for Casey.
No, she wants your name.
Yeah. Hi, Casey.
She knows who you are.
The whole show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, is looking for Casey.
There you go.
What?
We're a radio show.
Hi.
We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we've been trying...
I know who you are.
Oh, cool. Thanks for listening.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, you sound a little nervous.
It's okay. We're doing something you may have heard of before called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us to reach out to them for you and help you figure out the reason why.
Got it.
Okay.
Kind of an exciting thing to be part of.
It's pretty thrilling.
Uh-huh.
Not if you don't know what is going on.
Well, the person that emailed us about you, his name's Justin. You remember him?
Yeah.
You do? I mean, because it sounds like it was kind of a forgettable day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Let's ask her. He told us about what you guys did together, but Casey, would you say it was more of an exciting date, more normal, or kind of a boring date?
I would say it was like blah. Really?
Oh,
okay.
Blah.
One step lower.
Okay.
I think that's just above board.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't the worst. It was okay.
Okay. Which part?
Is it okay or blah? I mean, it can be.
That's okay. It can be both.
Different levels.
Both things can exist.
It was blah K. It was blah K.
Okay. Which part of the date was the most blah K to you?
The most blah K part of the date would probably have to be Justin himself.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Justin?
We expected that, though.
I mean, no.
I expected
you guys to have good conversation. I mean, that's the way he described it, is that even though you were doing maybe not the most exciting things in the world, that you seemed to really connect.
Well, that's an understatement, but...
How did you feel about him?
I don't think he has the capacity to have fun.
Oh.
Well... I don't know if I should be saying anything about this right now, but Casey, what if Justin wanted to be boring?
Yes.
Like, what if he was trying to seem boring to you on purpose?
That's the weirdest reverse psychology lesson I've ever experienced.
It is, though.
Yeah.
I've been out with guys like Justin before, and I think that even if we tried to do something fun, he just wouldn't be fun. I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay.
That's a kind way to say. You think that he's just a boring person in general by himself?
I mean, it doesn't really sound that nice when you say it, but yes.
Well, I'm just trying to clarify. Okay. I mean, I don't know if that's fair because Justin was trying to come across as boring during the date.
No, he wasn't. He was trying to set up boring activities and see if they could still connect. He wasn't himself trying to be boring. He was just trying to set up an environment that wasn't like over the top to see if you two could have a good time even doing the most mundane everyday life activities.
Oh. Well, I think there might be a fun person hiding deep inside of him that he's just waiting for the right moment to let out.
You have to let it out.
He missed the right moment.
Yeah.
I mean, Casey, would you at least let him prove to you that he can be a fun guy? Because he's on the other line listening, waiting to let the fun out.
That didn't sound right.
Who
dude.
Let the fun out?
What are you talking about right now? He's on the line?
Yeah.
Justin, you there?
I am here. Casey, I'm flabbergasted that you don't think that I'm a fun guy.
I mean, he just used the word flabbergasted.
Damn.
The fact that you think I'm boring. Me? Boring? I'm not a boring person. I'm exciting. Okay? I do fun things all the time.
Like what, Justin?
Define exciting for me, my guy.
You know what's really, really fun? Have you ever downed a couple whiskey sours and tried to do the alphabet backwards? Have you? Because I have. It's not easy, but it's fun.
That sounds more like a DUI stop than...
Which is pretty much the opposite of fun.
Okay, I don't need alcohol at all. All right, let's go backwards. We go ZYX,
VDWY.
Oh, damn. Party starting right now.
Bro,
I feel it.
We have to beat this. Yeah. I'm just allowed on the radio, man.
Oh, dude.
That's not fun. And that's like just some sort of weird gimmick or something. That doesn't make you sound more fun.
Huh. All right, fine. You know, like backwards alphabet. How about I tell you a joke, right? I got a ton of jokes.
All okay, right. Yeah. Justin to the stage.
Let's hear a fun joke, Justin. What do you got?
Here's a great joke for you. Knock, knock.
Really?
Yeah, really. Knock, knock.
I don't even want to know who's there, truly.
I want to know who's there,
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, who's there, Just?
Let's go,
I'll
Justin.
Tell you who's there. It's the interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Oh, my. What are you, a dad?
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm looking to be at some point.
Oh. Hey,
there you go.
You got to have some fun in order to be a dad first.
So, I mean, the thing is... It does feel like Justin's got his priorities in life, right? He wants to find a partner, someone that can do everyday things with him.
Not everyday things, like fun things. I'm a fun person. I can get wild and crazy.
Oh my God. Here we go.
To be fun.
Pretend we're on a roller coaster right now. Whoa!
No.
I'm jumping off.
Why are you guys on board with that?
That's so wacky.
Okay. Think of it this way, Casey. Think of this. He actually called a radio station to get a second date. Now, that is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
But, you know, that's got to be the funnest thing he's done so far.
See?
All right.
Look at, there's a plus.
She's coming around.
It sounds like you guys need some whiskey sours.
Yeah. And you know what? We're willing to pay.
I don't need the sour. I just take the whiskey.
Okay, we'll just pay for it. We'll pay for just whiskey for you and Justin if you're willing to go out one more time with him. What do you say?
Hey, guys, I got to interrupt here. I don't know what happened. I'm not feeling it. I don't know where the Casey that I really enjoyed on our first day went. It sounds like I'm being more fun than you.
Oh, you're calling her boring?
Now, Casey, now you don't seem very fun.
You cornered me on a radio. How much fun do you think I'm going to have right now?
Well, I can have fun anywhere, anytime, on any radio station, on any planet. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah. Justin's a fun guy.
Okay, we don't need to be mean to each other now, do we?
I'm just saying. You said that I was boring. I'm trying to be fun here, and now when I try to be fun, you don't want to be fun, and you're being a wet blanket. So, you know what? I'm not even interested anymore.
I'm going to switch to Team Justin. No date?
We're even going backwards on the second date update now and taking back a date.
All right, great. Can I still get those whiskeys, though?
No, I'm sorry. We can't pay for just to give you a bunch of whiskey.
Send them to me. Send them to the fun person.
Oh, yeah.
Wee!
Wee! All the roller coasters, baby!